Hundreds of people in Kismayo took to the streets Monday, demanding a peaceful end to the political dispute that began last week between two factions of Hizbul Islam and the local leaders of Somalia's al-Qaeda-linked militant group al-Shabaab. Residents say they fear violence could break out at any time following threats by al-Shabaab to retaliate against Hizbul Islam's decision to send hundreds of extra fighters and dozens of battle wagons into the city on Saturday. The arrival of the fighters forced al-Shabaab to withdraw most of its guerrilla force out of Kismayo and relocate them to another town north of the city. The two Hizbul Islam factions, Ras Kiamboni and Enole, have been in an uneasy alliance with al-Shabaab in Kismayo since last August, when they jointly captured the city from a local factional leader. In addition to sharing security and administrating duties, the Islamist groups share tax and other key revenue generated from Kismayo's seaport and airport. But on Wednesday, al-Shabaab named its own local governing council for Kismayo that excluded members of the Ras Kiamboni Brigade and Enole. Al-Shabaab's announcement angered the powerful Islamist leader of the Ras Kiamboni group and Hizbul Islam in the lower Juba region, Hassan Turki, who denounced the new al-Shabaab administration and has refused to recognize it. Al-Shabaab has downplayed the possibility of an outbreak of violence between the groups, noting that they remain important allies in the insurgency to overthrow the UN-backed transitional federal government in Mogadishu. Speaking to local reporters, al-Shabaab spokesman in Kismayo, Hassan Yaqub, said the extra Hizbul Islam fighters had been sent to Kismayo not by Hassan Turki, but by a local Hizbul Islam commander named Ahmed Madobe Mohammed. Yaqub says it was the military commander who sent the fighters to take Kismayo without a clear order from the top. Yaqub says Mohammed's aim was to create insecurity and to sow discord among the Islamist allies. There has been no comment from Hassan Turki or the chairman of Hizbul Islam, Hassan Dahir Awais, on the taking of Kismayo by Hizbul Islam forces. Awais is also the leader of the hardline faction of the Alliance for the Re-Liberation of Somalia, or ARS. ARS, the Ras Kiamboni Brigade, Enole, and the Islamic Front make up the four factions of Hizbul Islam that emerged as an insurgent group in February 2009. Although Hizbul Islam and al-Shabaab share the goal of toppling the government and forcing the withdrawal of 5,000 African Union peacekeeping troops from Somalia, they are believed to have sharply differing religious and political agendas. Recently, those differences have played a role in igniting power struggles in other parts of Somalia. Last week, in Somalia's Gedo region, local Hizbul Islam officials angered al-Shabaab by unilaterally appointing a governor, a security chief, and a treasurer for the region. Hizbul Islam officials said the move was prompted by the defection of several Hizbul Islam officials in Gedo to al-Shabaab. Alicia Ruvioi News, Nairobi.